From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. For a second day, Russia makes use of Iranian airbase. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day today. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originating from Hamadan Air Base targeted Islamic State militants. The first round of airstrikes, they say, on Tuesday were aimed at Islamic State, as well as the jihadist group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly known as al-Nusra Front. The Speaker of Iran's parliament, Ali Larijani, also stressed Wednesday that Iran has not been given a permanent base in its territory. U.S. defense spokesman Colonel Chris Garver in Iraq said Tuesday the U.S.-led coalition cleared the way for the Russian planes to carry out their first mission.
It didn't impact our operations, and it gave us enough time to react to make sure that the route in and the route out did not impact coalition operations.
The airbase is located around 280 kilometers southwest of the Iranian capital of Tehran. The second highest ranking official at North Korea's embassy in London has defected to South Korea. According to the South Korean Unification Ministry spokesman Jeong Joon-hee, he announced that Tae Young-ho had arrived with his family in the South Korean capital of Seoul and that they are currently under government protection. Performing his duties as deputy ambassador in London, Tae seemed to back totally his North Korean government's party line. This is from a speech he gave last November to the Communist Party of Great Britain.
Socialism is not something in the air. Socialism is reality. If you read our papers and the magazines and the photos, you can see how socialism is carried on and put into practice.
Tae told South Korean officials he defected out of disgust with the government of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News. South Sudan's new first vice president, Taban Dengai, is asserting his country is peaceful and quiet and moving ahead with reforms following clashes in the capital that killed some 300 people last month. Deng spoke to journalists in Nairobi on Wednesday while in town to meet with Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta. He accused reporters of false reporting that fighting continues in Juba and elsewhere. A tenuous ceasefire has been holding in Juba since violence in July, but there have been sporadic reports of continued fighting between forces who back President Salva Kiir and those backing his opponent, Riek Machar. Vice President Joe Biden warned the Kosovo government of the cancer of corruption Wednesday during his first visit to the Balkans since 2009. But he warned of the dangers of corruption, what he called a cancer that eats at the fabric of every society where it exists. He also pointed out what was necessary for cooperation between the various Balkan countries.
And it starts with pursuing closer cooperation and peaceful negotiations with your neighbors, even your former enemies.
Mr. Biden also brought along members of his immediate and extended family as he spoke movingly about his son, Beau, who died last year after an extended illness. Vice President reminisced about a visit his son made to Kosovo.
And he came not as a soldier. He came as a member of the United States Department of Justice to help at the request of some to advance justice and the rule of law here in Kosovo and back in 2001. And he loved it here.
Transparency International, which is based in Berlin, ranked Kosovo 103rd out of 168 countries on its Corruption Perceptions Index of 2015. Suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff on Tuesday acknowledged that she made mistakes but nothing worthy of impeachment as she faces a Senate trial. Speaking to lawmakers, Ms. Rousseff said that if she is restored to power, she will let voters decide if they want an early presidential election. Shopping returned to the World Trade Center in New York on Tuesday for the first time since terrorists destroyed the original Twin Towers on September 11, 2001. For more than 100 stores and eateries opened their doors to customers in an underground shopping mall. And a Brazilian judge ordered Wednesday that American swimmers Ryan Lochte and James Fain not leave the country, stating that they gave conflicting testimonies regarding a robbery earlier this week. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.